December 27, 1926. How one who does not do the divine will would want to cut through the light and form darkness for himself. How true good must have its origin in God. How one who lives in the supreme will receives its balance within himself, and finds himself within the whole creation, living together with it. While my mind was swimming in the sun of the eternal volition, my beloved Jesus told me, "My daughter, the affront that a creature commits by not doing my will is great. My will is more than solar light. It invades everyone and everything, nor can anyone escape from it, from its interminable light. Now, by doing her will, the creature wants to cut through this light, and she forms darkness. But my will rises and follows its course of light, leaving the creature in the darkness of her will. If someone cut through the light of the sun and formed a long night for himself, would he not be called insane and doer of great harm? Poor one, he would die of cold, no longer receiving the heat of the light of the sun. He would die of boredom, being no longer able to work, because he would lack the good of the light. He would die of hunger, having neither light nor heat in order to make his little field vegetate and fecundate, now covered with the darkness of his will. It would be said of him, it would be better if her being so unhappy were never born. All this happens to the soul who does her will. Therefore, the most deplorable evil is to not do my will, because once my will is removed, she dies of coldness for all the celestial goods. She dies of boredom, of tiredness, of weakness, because my will is missing, which makes the joy, the strength and the life of the divine works arise. She dies of hunger, because its light is missing, which makes the little field of the soul vegetate and fecundate, in order to form the food on which she must live. Creatures think that not doing my will is not a great evil, while, instead, it encloses all evils together. Then, after this, he added, "My daughter, each good, in order to be a good, must have its origin in God. Therefore, love, the doing good itself, suffering, the heroism of those who rush headlong into achieving an intent, the study of sciences, sacred and profane, in sum, anything which does not have its origin in God, inflates the creature, and empties her of grace. And all these goods which do not have their origin in God, but start with a human origin, are like works swept away by an impetuous wind which, with its power, reduces cities, villas, sumptuous things, to dust and makes of them a heap. How many times does an impetuous wind destroy and knock down the most beautiful works of art and of ingenuity, making fun, with its fury, of those works so praised and admired? How many times does the impetuous wind of self-esteem, of self-glory, the furious wind of pleasing creatures, knock down the most beautiful works, and I feel the nausea of good itself? Therefore, there is no remedy which is more effective, more appropriate, more healing, and which prevents the fury of these winds within the soul, than the power, the eclipsing light of my will. Wherever this power, this eclipse from divine light, is present, these winds are prevented from blowing, and the creature lives under the vital influence of a divine will, in such a way that the seal of the fiat can be seen in all of her acts, both small and great. So, her motto is, God wants it, I want it. If he does not want it, neither do I want it. In addition to this, my will maintains perfect balance in the whole creation. It maintains the balance of love, of goodness, of mercy, of fortitude, of power and even of justice. Therefore, when you hear of chastisements and of troubles, it is nothing other than the effect of my balanced will which, as much as it loves the creature, is not subject to becoming unbalanced. Otherwise it would be defective and weak, if it lost its balance. All the order and the sanctity of my will is here, in its perfect balance, always the same, without ever changing. Now, my daughter, firstborn of my will, listen to something beautiful about my supreme fiat. With the soul who lives in it and allows it to reign, to let it form its kingdom. My will, belocating itself, transfers its perfect balance into her. Therefore, the soul feels balanced in love, in goodness, in mercy, in fortitude, power and justice. And since creation is extremely vast, in which my volition exercises its distinct act of balance in each thing, my will raises and enlarges so much the soul who possesses this balance, as to make her find the balance of each and everything in all of her acts, which unifies the soul with my will, and renders them inseparable. Therefore, the creature finds herself in the sun, to do the balanced acts which my will does in it. She finds herself in the sea, in the heavens, in the little flower that blooms, to give off its fragrance together with it. In the little bird that sings, to cheer the whole creation with the balance of joy. She finds herself in the fury of the wind, of the water, of the storms, for the balance of justice. In sum, my will cannot be without this creature. They are inseparable, and they live together. And do you think it is trivial that the soul can say, I am stretched within the heavens, to preserve them for the good of my brothers? I am in the sun, to germinate, to fecundate, to give light, and to prepare the food for all mankind. And so with all the rest. Who can ever say, I love my God as he loves himself, and I love everyone, and I do all the good that my Creator does to the whole human family? Only one who receives this balance of the divine fiat and allows it to reign.